We have the folks from the Full Circle Farm back here. And for anybody who doesn't know, the Full Circle Farm is a 11 acre. I should know these things. 11 acre farm in the middle of Silicon Valley. And where it shouldn't even be, because there shouldn't be any farmland in Silicon Valley, not according to Silicon Valley. Anyway, it's there doing something completely out of the ordinary, growing food. Man, what a concept. And we have the director of Full Circle Farm here, Rebecca Jepson. Rebecca, welcome back to KZSU.
Hey, Bert, how you doing? So happy to be back, and I'm sorry we were a little late.
That's okay. And you brought one of your AmeriCorps educators, and we're going to have to find out about that whole program, too, Anna Vinitsky. Did I say it right? Excuse me. Go ahead. Welcome to KZSU, Anna.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Let me turn that music down. We don't need that on anymore. And, Anna, I guess you're here today because this probably is right up your alley, the Full Circle Farm Summer Science Camp.
Yep.
You're going to be teaching science?
We are. We're teaming with small science workshops out of History Park in San Jose. They're coming to our farm, Full Circle Farm, and we're doing 3 week-long sessions, for first and second graders on June 21st through 25th.
That would be the chirping chickadees.
The chirping chickadees, the little
guys.
Have
come up with some nice little names for these. The jumping blue jays and the high-flying hawks.
Yeah. Those are when you really get your wings. When you're the big kids, you really get to swoop around the farm with your full wings extended.
This is great. So during summer vacation, you guys are going to be teaching kids about science. And can anybody sign up for this?
Yes, we're looking for folks right now. Our first class is almost halfway full already, but we're still looking for signups there.
So it's Full Circle Farm in Sunnyvale. Do you have to live in Sunnyvale too?
You sure don't. We've got people coming from all over the Bay Area. We've got folks from Cupertino and Sunnyvale and Santa Clara, and we're happy to have parents and kids from all over the region come and visit us and come see what we're doing at Full Circle Farm.
And it's an amazing thing too. Folks can get involved. A lot of volunteer opportunities out here, and this is sustainable farming in the middle of Silicon Valley. And where does all the food go?
Well, we do. We actually have a pronged approach to delivering our food, Bird. We've got a CSA program, which stands for sustainable. Community supported agriculture, and that is a program where you can actually buy in and get a share of food every single week. And we do ours a little different at Full Circle. You actually come to the farm once a week to actually pick up your CSA box of produce. A lot of folks actually have their produce shipped to them, and we just don't. That sort of goes right against the idea of sustainability and cutting down on your carbon footprint. So we have a CSA program that runs year-round. We have a farm stand open to the public 3 days a week. That's on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And we also donate a huge portion of our food to several of the Bay Area homeless shelters and food banks. And lastly, but certainly not least, we provide food to the children's lunch program at 3 different schools at the moment in Santa Clara Unified School District.
This is Rebecca Jepson, the director of Full Circle Farm in Sunnyvale. You're right off of Wolf Road between 280 and El Camino, right?
Yeah, if you happen to know where Peterson Middle School is, we are literally on the back side of Peterson. So it's very near Lawrence Expressway and El Camino.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know about the AmeriCorps Educator Program. Somebody want to speak on that one?
Yeah, Anna. I'd love Anna to try to talk about that. Anna's one of the first AmeriCorps members that we've ever had at Full Circle, and we are just absolutely thrilled to have them. Today we have 7 AmeriCorps members at the farm, and we actually couldn't be doing what we're doing without them. So, Anna, take.
Introduce yourself a little bit, Anna, a little brief description of who you are, where you're from, how you got to AmeriCorps, and how you got here.
Absolutely. So I grew up actually in Washington in a small town, and I went to school at a small school outside of LA called Pitzer College, and I graduated with a self-design major called Connecting Communities with the Environment. And from there, I just had an inkling to work with kids, get them to learn how their food grows, what actually produce is where it grows. It's not just from the grocery store. So ever since I graduated, I've been working in school garden educator positions in the garden. And I found Full Circle Farm and I immediately fell in love and been working with 6th, 7th graders all semester long, bringing their classes into the garden, actually meeting standards in the garden, which is a pretty awesome task. And
meeting standards, what is that?
There are standards for every grade level. That's national standards that teachers must meet. Teaching standards.
Oh, okay. And so you've been meeting those.
Oh, yeah. Math, science, English, language arts, social studies.
So you're having a school right there at the farm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how did you get involved with AmeriCorps?
I, again, just found Full Circle Farm, and it was linked with the Health Trust under this umbrella. And the AmeriCorps is here to help. It's the government's way of reaching out and helping these nonprofits gain food access, help with food security in the Silicon Valley. There are still people who are struggling and actually need more access to food. So that's what the Health Trust and the AmeriCorps is all about.
Well, you must feel really good because that's what you went to college for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you're doing what you intended to do, what you came out of college to do, right?
I love it, yes.
That's amazing. And Rebecca, you said you have 7 of these folks working
in
this program?
We currently have 5 full-time. And, I have to update my... Last week, we just brought on 2 new members. So right now, we have 9. We have 5 full-time AmeriCorps members and 4 part-time. So we actually have 9 of these lovely people on our farm. So.
Now, are all classes just being taught, or are these just... you have your summer science camp coming up. Are these just little camps that you bring kids in for?
This is the first time we've ever done this. So this is our first ever, we call this our Farm Fresh, first ever Farm Fresh Science Camp at Full Circle Farm. And the idea is that a lot of kids have the opportunity to go to things like soccer camps. They can go to, different kinds of sports camps. But there really isn't very many opportunities out in the Bay Area to do something like this, where they're going to be on the property for 5 days. They don't sleep over. They come during the day. The hours vary depending on the age group. And every day they're going to be doing a unique project out in the garden, dealing with science, with nature, learning how to do creative projects, arts, crafts. They're going to be taking home something with them every single day that they make on the farm. They're going to have farm fresh produce every day. They're going to actually learn about seeding and planting and growing their own food and where that food comes from and how that happens. And we're hoping that just, maybe just a small portion of those kids will leave that farm and it will be a life-changing experience for them for the rest of their days.
That's a wonderful thing. It's Full Circle Farm in Sunnyvale. And it's a full-service organic, right?
Yes, we're completely organic. We actually say we're better than organic, which means that we do integrated pest management at the farm and in the gardens, which we use no chemicals on our site. We actually put an awful lot of time and thought and energy into letting nature do the work. So we plant for beneficial insects. We do habitat planting. So good bugs take care of the bad bugs for us. We don't have to do that. We don't have to intervene. Nature can do that kind of for you if you think about it.
Yeah, but isn't it just easier getting some spray and just putting it down there?
It's sure easier if that's if all you want to do is kill off everything on the planet. That's a hell of a lot easier, Bird. But if you actually care about the longevity of your soil, you can't grow food without soil. And what people forget about sometimes is that if you contaminate your soil today, you're going to have that residual effect for years to come. So by actually thinking about growing your soil, really working with organic components and worrying about all those millions of microorganisms that are in your soil, you're going to be able to grow your food forever.
Yeah, but isn't it cheaper to use chemicals?
Absolutely not.
It's not.
Conventional fertilizers and chemicals are very expensive. We do a lot of composting at the farm. We do both what we call normal composting, which is, the kind of composting most people do at their homes. And we also do vermicomposting with worms. So we actually, when we harvest our plants, when we have excess produce, which is very seldom, but we do that, we'll compost everything. And that actually ends up becoming the compost, the nutrients, the fertilizer, so to speak, that we feed back into our farm and into our garden. And that's free. We don't pay anything for that at all. That's just Mother Nature doing her love for us.
That's why they call it full circle farms, folks.
Absolutely. We seed it, we grow it, we harvest it, and we grow that soil and feed that soil so we can keep growing that food. It really is the full circle of life.
And there is another project going on, the Charles Street Gardens in downtown Sunnyvale.
Absolutely. The parent organization is called Sustainable Community Gardens, and Charles Street was actually the first project for the nonprofit, and that is a fabulous 92-plot community garden right in the historic center of downtown Sunnyvale. So if folks want to come out and visit us at Charles Street, we'd love to have you. We do have a waiting list, which is pretty common in the Bay Area. There are way more people now, especially once Michelle Obama put that garden on the White House lawn. We don't have to do our own marketing much anymore. She did it for us, which is great. But there are more and more people, thank goodness, and I'm so happy to see that that's happening, that actually want to do their own gardening. So we do have a waiting list at Charles Street, but we're happy to put you on there and have you come and visit the gardens and do a tour, and we have activities there all year long. So a lot of things happening for Sustainable Community Gardens.
Rebecca Jepson, director of the Full Circle Farms, and having the event. Now, the event is, well, the science camp is coming up June 21st. It's in about a little over a week then.
Right,
you're gonna
next
have your
Monday.
First one,
right? Next Monday is the chirping chickadees start bouncing around on the property next Monday.
And then in July, you'll have the jumping blue jays. That's third and fourth graders. The chirping chickadees is first and second grade. So if you have a first or second grader, is that class full yet?
No, we're about halfway full, but we want to fill up for sure.
Okay. There is a fee. We can't mention prices on the air. There is a fee, but this is all nonprofit, and it's probably tax deductible too, right?
Absolutely. We provide an awful lot of, as I said, you know, we're going to have activities every day. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have things for them to do. So
it's a real day camp then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
If I could just mention a few of the really fun activities, we're going to be making our own solar oven and having a pizza party.
Really?
We'll be planting our own seeds, watching them grow. We'll be exploring vermicomposting, verma rhyming with wormy composting. And we'll be making our own kites, flying kites, exploring the microorganisms with microscopes in the soil. So the activities never end.
They're going to be making their own Full Circle Farm t-shirts. They're going to be able to do some great art crafts and things like that. So it's going to be a real fun-filled set of weeks for us.
And July 12th through the 16th is the Jumping Blue Jays. That's third and fourth graders, 7 to 9 years old. And then the later part of July, the 26th through the 30th, is the High Flying Hawks. That's fifth and sixth graders, 9 to 11 years old. And I guess, are any of these classes filled up yet?
Not yet. Like I said, we were about halfway full. We just, we kind of came up with, actually, Anna came up with this idea. This is her brainchild, and we're so pleased that she came up with something so exciting for our local kids to do. And so we got started a little late. So we're looking for lots of you to come out and help us spread the word, get the folks out there to know that we have a wonderful thing for your kids in the Bay Area to do. And so we're definitely got more room to fill.
Sustainable farming right in your own backyard, and great for the kids too. It's coming up in June and July at the Full Circle Farm, and it's actually located at 1055 Dunford Way in Sunnyvale, and you can get them on the web at fullcirclesunnyvale.org. And get all the information there. It's all on the website too, right? The science.
Yeah,
camp.
It is, and you can see you can read more information about it. There's a link there. There's the phone numbers to call. And I would like to just give a shout out to our chickens. We do have the most loved chickens on the planet at Full Circle Farm. So the kids will actually be feeding the chickens and learning about backyard chicken care. And boy, that's one of the most popular things at the farm. We have folks that come every single evening. Parents and kids come and visit the chickens and feed the chickens and. And so that's another big draw for coming out to Full Circle Farm.
So the chickens lay regular?
They do. And boy, you have to be an early bird to get there, because we only sell the chickens on Fridays. And there are people waiting in line. When the farm stand opens at 2 o'clock, there are people waiting in line for those farm fresh eggs. And they're sold out in about 5 minutes every single Friday.
How many do you produce
We have 20 chickens. We have 20 chickens, and they lay just about an egg a day. So that's the kind of number that
And you save it up all week, and then you sell them on Friday?
We do, yeah.
So you end up with, what, about 100 eggs?
Do the math. That's about 140 eggs a week, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are just, they are the rock stars of Full Circle. People love our chickens.
And those kind of eggs are different than store-bought
they
eggs,
They are
huh?
completely different. People always ask me, well, what's the big deal? Why is it different? And I say, the word is vivid. The color and the taste is vivid. They're not these kind of pale, washed-out eggs. They are bright orange. They have this most amazing flavor and taste. Because of the big draw, I hardly ever get to take any home, and my husband gets pretty upset with me on a pretty much regular basis that we don't have those farm-fresh eggs. So once you've had them, you never want to go back.
Friday, what time?
The farm stand is from 2 to 7 on Wednesdays and Fridays, and from 11 to 3 on Sundays.
So at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon, if you get there in time, you get them eggs.
Yeah, you better
People
be.
People lining up out the gate?
Absolutely. You have to be the early bird.
Really? When do they start lining up?
Literally just a few months. People come like 10, 15 minutes early to get there to get the eggs.
Really?
So, yeah.
I might have to drop by and get me some eggs.
Uh-oh.
We even have blue-colored eggs.
Really?
Blue and green.
Chickens laying blue eggs?
Blue and green and pink.
What color is the yolk?
Oh, the yolk is the same, but just like we have different color hair, the chickens lay different color eggs.
Really? I never knew that.
I know.
Well, we want to thank both you ladies, Anna and Rebecca, for coming by and sharing about the summer science camp at Full Circle Farm. Folks, it's still open. Support it. They need your help. You need them. You need that farm fresh produce.
Yeah.
And go on their website. It's fullcirclesunnyvale.org, or drop by the farm in Sunnyvale right off Wolf Road at 1055 Dunford Way in Sunnyvale, California.
And can I just say, please keep checking our website. We've got some fabulous events coming up this fall. We do an annual Halloween hoedown that's free for kids and families to come out. We're doing our second annual Fall Harvest Feast on September 23rd. It'll be a wonderful evening event with white tablecloths and white, beautiful, elegant dinner right on the farm. So lots of things coming up at Full Circle. Keep checking our website. Give us a call and come on out and visit us.
We'll have to get you guys back on for that, too.
Thank you.
Thanks again, ladies. You have a great day. This is KZSU Stanford.